Hello everyone, Podcast the Dice Game here. If you're wondering why there's been such a gap between episodes, even though this is a pretty standard gap for a normal podcast, it's because I have been in the process of moving to a new apartment. So, that's a thing. I will have new content any moment, trust me. Or don't. You really shouldn't. I'm unreliable. See ya! Hello everyone, welcome to Podcast the Dice Game. So I'd like to talk about themes and how they can be bizarre and different and explore a lot of territory. So normally when you got a theme for a board game, it's within your standard deviation, you're talking farming, mostly. Or you're talking, or you're going a little farther out into the interesting but still totally family-friendly stuff, like Egypt or Japan or going through a temple or something. And then you get, more nerdy, you get about dungeons and stuff, and it's whatever, lots of stuff. But games already have a broad field, but there are some fields that they never really tackle. Even when a game gets kind of dark or like PG-13, it's normally just dark in the way that we always interpret darkness, not whenever you want to put a not safe for work on a game, it's normally because of the same reasons. This game, I would label as probably don't play it at your office, but it actually covers a lot of really interesting territory and has some new and original ideas, and that is consentical. That's consent and tentacle. As the creators of the game said, the reason they came up with it in the first place was they were looking at things and thought, that would be a lot better if there was consent involved with those tentacles, if you get my meaning. So it's about an alien and a human who want to have a mutually pleasurable experience. And this reminds me of the Harkness test in science fiction and the internet, the idea that as long as you can properly communicate that you are both consenting, then it's fine, even if you're from totally different planets or whatever. It's an interesting concept if you're both sentient and etc. But so this game does a similar thing because it is a card game, a two-player cooperative or semi-cooperative card game, where you and a partner are trying to play the right cards, but you can't communicate. And that's a very standard thing in board gaming. With a Hanabi, you're not allowed to just tell people what their cards are without using the mechanics of the game. But in this, it's interesting because the theme ties together really well with the idea that you don't speak the same language, but you're still trying to do this most basic of common grounds together. It's a really simple system. It looks easy to teach, and it looks really fun, and it looks like a cool game. And obviously, you're not going to be able to play this with everyone, but I've looked at it. The art is beautiful, tarot-sized cards, and the artist is really talented. It is just a really cool-looking game, and I really think you should try it out, especially if you're willing to give weird themes a try. Themes that are actually trying to, it's art, Board games get so much closer to, I already feel they're there, but they get so much closer to art when you start thinking, oh yeah, they don't have to just be about this set of things. They can be about all of these weird, different thoughts that you've had. Normally, we don't think about a board game having such a mission unless it's a boring educational one, but this is really cool and fascinating, and I think you should try it out. Although, there's only about 24 hours left as of the time I'm recording this, so the moment you hear this, if you're hearing it the moment it comes out, it's probably only a couple hours left, so do hurry. Thanks. See you guys.